Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Founders Grid sponsored by Gaper.io. I am Zanara Bas Khan, and today we have David Negros, the Senior Director Advisory and Consulting at a leading IT transformation company. Welcome to the show, David.
Hi, thank you for having me, Zoom.
The pleasure is all ours. So David, how about you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience with us?
Sure. Yeah. So I've been in the IT space for over 20 years, working in the U.S. as well as overseas in Asia for a number of years. So my background has been around taking technology and business and combining them together to create a greater understanding of how that linkage is there to drive revenue for the business.
Interesting. So what has your experience with remote employment been, both as doing the work remotely yourself and if you have been employed remote workers as both or one?
So I've run some businesses in Asia where we've done some remote work. I've had some entrepreneurial businesses where I've hired people in Vietnam and the Philippines, and they've been remote. I think it's been a very good experience. It just depends on the aptitude of the individual to be able to keep on top of it and stay motivated. I think that's the challenge, is without kind of having that daily face-to-face interaction, you need to find those people who are self-motivated to be able to get the work done. I myself, obviously living within these times with COVID, I've done a number, of years now, or a year of remote work now, and previously I've had, been remote as well at different times. So it's, I think again, it depends on the type of individual, but I think it can be very, can be very rewarding to have that ability to work remotely, to have your own cadence, kind of take your breaks when you need to, and be able to stay motivated. I think that's the challenge, is without that live interaction, you need to find ways to connect with your colleagues, connect with your clients. A lot of that is utilizing video. I think that's been really important. I've had employees where when I was in Asia that were in Australia and India, where I was based out of Singapore, that was fine, in Japan, in China. So there's always been some level of remoteness for the work that I've done. And really I've utilized video during that entire process, whether it be managing people, in the East Coast of the United States, down in Florida, Georgia, or Boston, and I'm out of New York. I think this has been, a way I've done things for a very long time, and it works. I think it's good for people to have that flexibility, the ability to go show up and have that experience with working, getting things done, but at the same time, not having to have that hassle of a commute to go back home. I think that's beneficial to a lot of people.
Interesting. So what has your takeaway been from such an experience, like remote work?
The flexibility of it, the ability to go and, travel to a different state or a different country, being able to still do all the work that you need to do, regardless of location. I think that's really been an amazing experience to have that. The ability to kind of disconnect afterwards, again, not having that commute, not having to deal with, you know, that I think is a big factor, because a lot of people in the United States and around the world, you know, their commute can be an hour each way. So that's an additional 2 hours kind of put back into your day, and you can utilize some of that time to continue working, and you can also utilize that time for personal enjoyment. So that's been, I think, a big time saver for a lot of people.
David, what do you think about remote employment's future? Like, do you think it's here to stay, or do you think in the future it's going to be a mixed hybrid working system, like 2 days in the office, 3 days at home? And if you think, like, if it's here to stay, what do you think needs to be done differently to make it even better and effective?
I think it's here to stay in a probably more in a hybrid capacity. I think there's definitely a desire, particularly, you know, when people are kind of forced to stay at home and not go to the office, to basically be able to have that break from home. Because sometimes you have an environment, you know, let's say you're in New York or Tokyo, where you have very small apartments. There's probably a desire to go back into the office where there's a bit more space or quiet. And there's probably an appeal to that. But at the same time, I don't think that businesses will wanna, they know that it works to a great degree now, that people are productive, if not more productive in many roles by working at it remotely. And, you know, the need to have all of that real estate out there to house all the employees is extremely costly. So I believe that there will be a hybrid approach where it'll be a lot of hot desking, more of an innovation area where people can come together to collaborate and have those meetings and have that spark of creativity. But then afterwards, you know, they'll be able to work remotely, independently, to get those different work streams done, and then come back together in that innovative, again, that way where there, you know, there's a lot of interaction, but it'll be in those short bursts where that interaction will take place, and then after that, there'll be work remotely.
David, what about your company? How did the idea for remote work come in here and to your company? Was your company forced to go online because of COVID, or was it online before the pandemic started?
So there was a certain amount of workers that were remote to begin with, like myself. And then there, you know, during the pandemic, many of my colleagues that were going into the office, were then deemed work from home. So that, that impacted them more than myself. And now that's happened, there's a greater realization that, you know, a lot of people are very productive, or just as productive, if not more, at home than they are in the office. So it'll be interesting to see what the leadership does in the future, with the after COVID is over, which everyone is eagerly awaiting when that can happen. we'll see what happens.
Okay, so since, like, so many companies have been forced to go remote, even like educational institutions, right? In a situation such as this, what are the major roadblocks and challenges? Like, what do you think the hurdles they have faced or you guys have faced?
Yeah, I think the biggest issue is with schools and young children having to be schooled at home. And the lack of childcare, and being able to deal with that. I think that's displaced a lot of women in the workplace, which is an unfortunate result of this, because it's I think that's been a very taxing time for many families. The ability to be able to care for the young ones while you're working, you know, something has got to give. So that's been a big impact. I think that, hopefully that mends itself and it doesn't create a permanent disruption to women or men in the workplace, because, you know, there's also male caregivers as well that would be impacted. So I think that is a consequence of the pandemic, right? That there has been a bigger outsized impact on families where there's young children involved, having to need homeschooling or extra support on homework and extra care to enable them to learn at home. And some families, you know, the lack the means to deal with certain things. So I think it's been a disastrous financial impact on many families around the world.
True, I agree with that. Like having the young ones, like I think it's especially hard for the parents, because young children can be a handful, especially when you have to work and take care of them both together, can be very difficult. Okay, David, moving towards your last question. So there are companies like Gaper that help develop, build, and scale products, especially for startups. How important do you think such setups are in the startup world and for founders looking to quickly hire smart?
Repeat the question again, sorry.
Okay. So there are companies like Gaper that help develop, build, and scale products, especially for startups. How important do you think such setups are in the startup world and for founders looking to quickly hire smart?
I think the ability to identify talent and scale that talent is critical. Regardless of whether there's a pandemic or work from home, I think that's having a talent pipeline is critical regardless.
Interesting. David, that was unfortunately our last question, and I'm sorry that we have to end this. Actually, in the pre-pandemic era, we had longer episodes, but our marketing team suggests that we keep it short since everyone has been producing so much content since the pandemic started. And since people have like shorter attention spans, it's better to have shorter episodes.
It was right, well, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Thank you for coming to our podcast.
My pleasure. Take care.
Have a great week, David.
Thanks, you too.